The students from Miami's Design and Architecture Senior High, DASH, are on a bus ride to Art Basel and Design Miami, two of the giant international art shows that descend on South Florida every December. Right now, they seem like a slightly off-key version of the television teens on Glee. But chaperone and architecture teacher Eric Hankin says once they get in front of the art,
you won't be able to tell the difference between our students and other people who are coming from all over the world to see the art, because they will be so integrated into those people and looking at art and talking about it intellectually.
Sure enough, once inside the fair, student Allison Rojas zeroes in on a portrait of a woman in a sari.
She uses very bold lines, as you can see. Very fleshy paintings in your face. Authentic.
DASH is an arts magnet and consistently one of the country's highest-ranked public schools. So this field trip is like an ultra-chic career day. It's a unique opportunity for these students, especially as so many of their peers don't get this kind of exposure.
We really want to have a report, like a school report card.
Dr. Kathleen Sands is president and CEO of the Florida Center for Fine Arts Education. She's supporting a bill that's been introduced to the Florida House and Senate that would require schools to report arts access the same way they report information like graduation rates and demographics. Sands' organization analyzed a statewide database of all the courses Florida students take and found that the more arts classes a student enrolls in, the more likely they are to take the SAT and score well on the FCAT. Florida currently doesn't publish statistics on arts enrollment by school. Sands thinks it should be easier to see information about a school's arts program.
We know the fine arts coursework enhances student engagement and ultimately academic achievement.
Years of research show that kids who study fine arts develop all sorts of secondary benefits, like better self-discipline and collaboration skills. And as Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho recently pointed out at an event for art philanthropists, sometimes arts are why kids come to school.
Even though I taught physics, chemistry, and calculus, I never saw one of my students rush into my classroom because he was dying to solve yet again another algebra equation. But I saw children, including my own daughter, skip breakfast and run out of the house because she did not want to miss that violent performance or rehearsal.
Part of the issue, say educators, is that in Florida, students who don't pass the FCAT in reading or math are required to take intensive remedial courses. In high school, those courses count as electives, which means kids who are struggling academically have fewer chances to take arts classes.
Now this leads out to this area, which is...
After the field trip, DASH principal Dr. Stacy Mancuso gives a tour of the school, which is located in the heart of Miami's design district. She opens a back door of the school onto a courtyard of a retail center flanked with high-end galleries. There's a Maserati parked in the middle and a pricey coffee and wine bar packed with shoppers.
You know, do they go home to this every day? No. Many of our kids go home to a one-bedroom apartment with a whole family living in it. It's still really essential that they understand what's in store for them should they choose to stay in this field.
Which is exactly the sort of reason why arts education advocates want to begin tracking who has access to these opportunities. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.